Choshen Mishpat begins with the mitzvah that appears in the first pasuk in Parsha Shoft, and the mitzvah of Hamadas Dayanim. The mitzvah applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Lartz, but the Gemara says in Makkos that it applies even stronger in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Lartz. In Eretz Yisrael you have to appoint have Hamadas Batidinim B'chol Yir V'Yir, and in Chutz Lartz you're only obligated to have Batidinim B'chol Plach Plach, every region to cover all of the cases. And Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to have a Beis Din in every single city. They're not going to meet every single day. They're not, probably not even going to meet every Monday and Thursday. Sheinim HaMisha, they don't have so many cases in every city. It means it should, Eretz Yisrael should be officially, we have a fire department, we have a police department, we have a government, everything is taken care of. It says at Losi Lava, it says in the parish at Losi Lava, there are going to be an additional 3 Ari Miklot. In the past, there were only 6 Ari Miklot, 3 in Eretz Yisrael, 3 in Eivra Yard, and Losi Lava, they're going to be, when Eretz Yisrael will expand, we'll have Keni Knezi Kadmaini, so we're going to have another 3 Ari Miklot. The Rambam writes, that's the only mitzvah that's going to change in the future. The Rambam writes that one of the 13 Ikori Hamuna is that Zos HaTorah Losi Mochlefes, the laws of the Torah don't change. But we know from the days of Maimon HaSinai until today, some of the dinim did change. It says in Chumash that the dinim should change. The Nusach of Birchas HaMazon changed. The Gemara gives the whole Hishtal Shalus HaDvarim. In the Midbar, when the Mon came down, so Moshe Rabbeinu was Misak until Azanas HaKol. You can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you Eretz Yisrael. He didn't deliver yet. He promised us Eretz Yisrael, and Avraham Avinu was Kaina, but he didn't deliver it yet. And then you don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Beis HaMikdash and the Malchus Beis David if you don't have it yet. So the third bracha was composed by David HaMelech and Shlaima HaMelech. So the Nusach of the Birchas HaMazon changed, and then the Oisius of the Ksav of the Sefer Torah changed. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim originally. The Gemara has different opinions. The accepted opinion is that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sefer Torah were written in Ksav in different alphabet. Ksav Ivri, Ksav Levi Noah. And later in the days of Ezra, the Ksav of the Sefer Torah was changed to Ksav Ashuris. That's why it's called Ksav Ashuris. Ksav Shalim Mohem Me Ashur. So the principle is that the mitzvahs don't change unless it says in the Chumash that it's going to change. So the Birchas HaMazon and the Nusach changed, and the Ksav of the Sefer Torah, it says also in the Chumash that it's going to change. And the only mitzvah that's left to change yet in the future is the mitzvah of the Ari Miklot. So what do you mean, Lo Silov? We're going to need 3 more Ari Miklot. There's going to be more people killing B'Shogeg than ever before. That's what we're hoping for. We're hoping and praying for Yemos HaMashiach. You should have more murderers and more accidental deaths and more Ari Miklot. No, I don't. The Achorinim is the Akash. The Farshan Chumash is the Akash. I don't think it's a Akash. You have to have officially Ari Miklot. Ari Miklot were not ghost towns. When the people who killed the Shegig went home and the Goyen Gadol died, the town didn't shut down. It was a big city, a thriving city. It's not supposed to be a big metropolis, the Gemara says, because then the Goyel Adam may hide out there and the police won't notice him and he may kill the Hari B'Shegig. But it's supposed to be a decent city with museums and with drugstores and with schools and everything, and libraries, everything. It says the Harig B'Shogeg goes to Roy Miklot V'chai Shama. So V'chai Shama means that he leads a normal life over there. And when the Kohen Gadol dies, if he wants, he can stay there. He doesn't have to go back to Rehovot. But he may like it there in the Roy Miklot. Why not? So you need Roy Miklot. You have Roy Miklot. Lazi Lava, there are going to be 9 Roy Miklot. It doesn't mean they're going to be used. We want to show that officially Eretz Yisrael, aesthetic in Yoshua, Mishpat, the Knesset is above reproach. And the Rosh HaMemshalah is above reproach, unfortunately. And the president should be above reproach. Everything in Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be Lamahajim and Lamaham. We should have all the institutions to show the whole world. We're supposed to be the Or LaGoyim. We're supposed to show the whole world how to have a wonderful Medina with Ari Miklot. We have the institutions all set up in case anyone will kill B'Shogeg. No one will kill B'Shogeg. We hope no one will ever kill B'Shogeg. We want to show this is the way you're supposed to have a country.
Wouldn't adding 3 Ari Miklot be a practice?
Israel is going to be bigger. We have to land of the farther east, the Canaan Kingdom, 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 the Canaan any accidental death. But that's the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, to have a bezin mechalivi, even if the bezin only meets once a month. They don't have so many cases. The din is you have to have a bezin mechalivi here. In the days of the beginning of Chosh Mishpat, when the Torah begins, mitzvahs hamodas hadayonim, and that's the shoot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, kaladon din em islamita, and that's the shoot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'vayis ha-bereishis. Why? So the Torah in the beginning of Chosh Mishpat explains, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, al shlosha dorm ha-olam kayim, alo emes v'ala din v'ala shalom. So you have to have din. So ha-olam kayim, so we're helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We become a shoot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereshis by having, if you have bati dinim who judge mishpat tzedek and they don't take shoychad and so on. So then a nasa shoot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereshis. So this mitzvah, the official mitzvah, applies when you have smuchim. The shadis b'zman is that nobody has any real smicha. Smicha has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael ish mipiyish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. It's many centuries that the smicha already disappeared. In the days of the Amoraim already, the smicha disappeared because in Eretz Yisrael, the government was always making gzeiros hashmad against the Jews. You shouldn't give smicha, and in Chutzlot and Bavel, you can't give any smicha. So the smicha disappeared a long time ago. So how do we have bat dinim today? So the Gemara says in Gitnan that it's based on shlichus ayko abdinim. In the days of the Gemara, there was smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, so the Rabbanim and Bavel were shlichus ayu. They were the shluchim acting as the shluchim of the smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman is there around the smuchim anywhere in the whole wide world. So we are shluchu sayu of the kamoi. That's how the Rishonim say. We act the shlichu and shluchim of the original rabbanim from centuries ago, who had the smicha. So the Nesibis writes in the beginning of Chosh Mishpat, the very first comment in the Nesibis Simen Aleph Sukkot Na Aleph, he writes it's a machlekes toisus in the Rashba whether the din of shlichu sayu is a din min haTorah mid the rabbanim. Taisus writes that Shlichu Sayu works min haTorah because Taisus is bothered with Akasha. There is a Gemara Nivamis, we'll have to get to it later in the year, that when a Beznin is, when you want to have a Ger, a non-Jew wants to convert, he has to convert in the presence of a Bezn of three. So Taisus assumes that Bizman, that there was Smuchim, the Bezn had to consist of three Smuchim. Bizman is that we don't have any Smuchim, so how do we accept Gerim min haTorah? So Taisus says Shlichu Sayu. So Taisus clearly assumes that the principle of Shlichu Sayu works on the level of their Isa. And the Rashba quotes the Taisus and he says, how can that be? Shlichu Sayu is only a takona de Rabbana. So it only works in a case of a dintara where you can apply the principle of Hefke Bezna Hefker. That the Bezna was Mafke the Mame. They say even though the Bezna is not valid, the Bezna Bezmanazah is not doesn't have the right to judge the case, but the Bezna from centuries ago declared Hefke Bezna Hefker, you have to pay the money nonetheless. Even though there's no valid bezin saying you have to pay, they're being mafki imam and say you have to pay. So he says, how can that work? The Rashba Yeshan Tesis, how can Shlichu Sayu work to make a ger if Shlichu Sayu is only with the Rabban? So that's the first nesivus. You see, it's a fundamental machlokes between Tesis and the Rashba, whether the din of Shlichu Sayu is a din deraisa, a din derabban. That's the question. If it's a din deraisa, how does it work? That's what the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva talks about. What do you mean? A Kohen makes a non-Kohen a Shliach to Duchen for him. So I'm going to stand up and I'm the Shliach of the Kohen. But I'm not a Kohen. How can I Duchen? So what do you mean? The Samach appointed the non-Samach to be his Shliach, so I'm going to judge the Dintar, but I'm not a Samach. And then a husband makes a Shliach to give a get to his wife, then the husband dies. So the Shliach gives the get. 1,500 years after the husband died. The Smicha conked out 1,500 years ago. The smicha ended. So we're shluchim of the people from 1,500 years ago. But if the mishalech dies, so the shlichus is all bottle. So obviously the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, you can't understand that it means simply shlichus. So he gives an explanation, which he did the Chasam Sofer didn't have a Chidush Haran on Sanhedrin. Chidush Haran has the exact same shot that the Chasam Sofer was mechaven to. There's a famous Ramban on this opening pasuk in Chumash that the pasuk says you have to appoint bati dinim lishvatecha. What does that mean? So the Ramban quotes a Mishnah in the beginning of Horius, the first parak in Horius, that there used to be a bezin l'chol shevet v'shevet. Shevet Reuven had its own bezin agadol, and Shevet Shimon had its own bezin agadol. And this is relevant for Maseches Horius. The first parak discusses the institution of parhelam dovashel tzibur, that if the roiv hatzibur violated an Avera Sheyesh Bokoros, but they violated the B'shoged because of a mistaken psak of the Bez Nagadol. Instead of requiring of each and every individual person to bring his own Korban Chatos, we say let the Bez Nagadol bring one par halam davash al tzibur, par chatos for the whole tzibur, and the yechidim apotah from bringing their own. So the Mishnah discusses Rav HaShevet. The Shevet listened to the psak of their Bez Nagadol, not the Bez Nagadol in Yerushalayim. Bez Nagadol Shalosa HaShevet, and Rav HaShevet violated the Issa, so then the Bez and Shalosa HaShevet brings a par halam davash al tzibur. So you see, Beferset, there's such a concept as the Bez Nagadol Shal HaShevet. Ramban is mesupik how many members you have to have in that bezin. The bezin agadol in Yerushalayim, whose psak is binding on all of Klal Yisrael, that's later in the parsha today. So that we have in parshas, we had already in parshas Bahaloscha, Esfili Shivimish, that has, the Sanhedrin consists of 70 or 71 rabbanim, that's a machlokes hatanaim in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. We usually assume 71, Ayin Aleph. What about the bezin agadol shalos al shevet? So Ramban is not sure whether it was Chav Gimel or Ayin Aleph. Rav Soloveitchik thought that on this Ramban, he thought, how can it be that it's Chav Gimel? So how are they higher than the Sanhedrin Shebuchal Yevayir? The Sanhedrin has 23, and the Bez Nagol Shal HaShevet has 23. So he thought, Mitzad HaSvara, it has to be Ayin Aleph. But we have, apparently there's no records of this. How many members did the Bez Nagol Shal HaShevet have? And it's an interesting idea. What the Ramban, he's quoting it often in Mishnah, in the beginning of the first Mishnah in Horius, first Perek in Horius, that there was such a concept that when Yitzchak Avinu requested of Esav, his favorite son, he wanted to give him a bracha b'tera mamur, so he asked him to go hunting, tzudalitzayt vaseli matamim, make a delicious meal for me, and then I'll be in a happy mood and I'll give you the brachas before I die. So the Zohar poses a question, why did Yitzchak request Vaseli Matamim? He asked for various courses in the meal. He wanted soup, and he wanted a fruit cup in the beginning, then he wanted some gefilte fish, and then he wanted some vegetable salad, and kugel, and sholent, and whatever, and piece of meat. Why do you have to make so many different courses? If he's hungry, give him another slice of meat, give him another steak. Still hungry, give him another slice, give him another steak. What do you need so many courses for? So the Zohar says that human beings enjoy variety. We don't want to just eat another steak and another steak and another steak. People enjoy variety. So just like then the Zohar adds on, just like human beings appreciate variety, variety is the spice of life. That's why Yitzchak requests Aseh L'matam, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates variety. It gets boring to see all of Klal Yisrael doing the mitzvahs exactly the same. So the Baruch Shalom intended there should be Yud Bei Shvotim, and every Shevet should have a different Derech and Avodas Hashem, the same Taryag mitzvahs, but there are different opinions, different shitas in Rishonim and Achrayim and the Gemara Tanoim. So there was nothing wrong with that. The system would have been fine if you would have each shevet has its own Bez Nagadol Shalos Shevet, and this shevet paskens like this opinion, and that shevet paskens like that opinion. That wouldn't be a problem. The only time you have a problem is, as it says later in the parsha, if you have a machlokes dibrei ribas bisharecha. In the same city, in the same Shevet, there's a machlokes, and they can't get along. But if you would have 12 different drachim at Avodas Hashem, all of the chassidim, all of these chassidim would live in this section, and they observe their shittas. And all of this yeshiva lives in this section. Each group would follow their own shita. That would be beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would appreciate it. He just doesn't want to have machlokes. Divya Rivas Bisharecha. So then you have to go to the Bez Nagadol to get a psak. That's binding on all of Klal Yisrael. But if there wouldn't have been an issue of divrei rivos, then there's nothing wrong. The Bez Nagadol Shalos HaShevet will paskin for each Shevet that they should follow their Shita. Different drachim and Avodas Hashem. They say in the name of Rabbi Kivega, in the name of other Gedolim, the Gemara says that Lo Silov HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a machol at tzadikim. So he says a machol means a circular dance. And every point on this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle. And all the tzaddikim who are dancing around will point Marim Be'etzman. They'll say Hinei Lakein Ezek Kivin Lavi Yoshein. Does that mean something that you can point to, that you can see? So they say from Rabbi Kivega and others. Rabbi Kivega was a misnagit. He was not happy with the Hasidish movement, but he had a son-in-law who was a Hasid. Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum was his son-in-law. Then he had a grandson. Later, he had a grandson who was a Hasidish Rebbe, but that he didn't know about. When he died, he didn't know that he was going to have a grandson who was going to be a Chassidish Rebbe. The real McCoy. But he had a son-in-law who was a Chassidish. So he wasn't so happy with the Chassidish, but he said, it's like all the people dancing on a circle. Everybody's equidistant from the center. Everyone has a different perspective up there, Baruch Shalom, because we're looking from a different angle. But we're all equally close or equally far away. All the points on the circle are equidistant from the center. So that's what the plan originally was, that there should be Yud Bishvatim, and each Shevet should have its own Bez Nagal Shalos HaShevet. And there would be a variety of Avodas Hashem. Only when you have Machlekes, then you have to consult the Bez Nagal. Bez Nagal really asserted themselves. You hardly ever need a Bez Nagal. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, the role of the Bez Nagal is that it's the international koilel of Klal Yisrael. Their job is to preserve the Masorah of the Torah Shebaal Peh. We're supposed to support them, and they're supposed to learn and transmit the Masorah to the next generation. Once in every 50 years, once in a Yovel, a Shaila will come up. So usually let the local Batidinim pass on the Shaila. Once in a long while, if there'll be Divrei Rivas Bisharecha, then you have no choice. You have to have a psak from the Bez Nagadol that's binding on all of Kalal Yisrael. Then you have the din and the chumash.
It's ideal even to have machlokas and din in different communities, or is it only to have different styles, like chasidim and person snagdim, but not actually din?
Different shitas and din also. Yeah, we say elav yada divla kimchayim. There's nothing wrong with it. We're going to have at the end of the first parak in Yevamos. Also, Bishayim and Kedivrei. But Bishayim were in the minority, and they followed their opinion. All the Talmidim of Bishayim should follow Bishayim's opinion. But if the two live in the same community, then you have Loisiz Goydadu. Then you have a problem that's causing Divyarius, Bisharecha. So that we don't allow. But Kozma, they live in different communities. So that's the beauty of Eloviyada Divyarius Kimchai, the beauty of variety.
The Gemara over there in Yevamos says that. By Shabbos, so then we didn't want even within two different communities. I thought Shabbos and Gemara was that by selling very chomer or choshishim for different communities, it sounds like that for more chomer different we don't want. So it sounds like ideally we wouldn't want any din to be even within different communities. There'd be machlokas in any din, and then but we'd be even more choshish by something which is more chomer like Shabbos.
I don't know. The issue of Tzaris Abbas was Kares. And still, they were lovey-dovey with each other, and they lived in peace and harmony together. It's also a curse. I don't know, we'll have to learn the Gemara. The Torah has a din, you're not allowed to plant, it doesn't mean an asher for Avodah Zarah. Asher for Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to plant anywhere. Asiyas Avodah Zarah. And that means you're not allowed to plant a beautiful tree in the Azara. And included in planting a beautiful tree, you're not allowed to make a binyan shel eitz. In the Azara. You're not allowed to make a wooden structure in the Azara. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Chagiga, quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that the reason why you have Hakel on Chalamoid Sukkis following Shnas HaShmita, why don't you have it on Yontif? The Mishnah says, Bechaga Sukkis following Shnas HaShmita. So why do you wait till Chalamoid? Why don't you have it on the first day Yontif? So the Yerushalmi gives two reasons. So one reason is because of the bima. So what do you mean the bima shalates? The melech with laying kriyas hatorah on top of a bima shalates. So one interpretation is what's the issue with the bima? So some say because the bima takes up a lot of room, it's going to be too crowded in the azara. So you can't leave the bima for 24 hours. You have to put the bima up temporarily and take it down on the same day. Another Rishonim say no, because it's an isa not to build the bima shalates. A permanent structure. So if it's more than 24 hours, it's already a problem. So if you build the bima shalates on chalamad, you take it down on the same day. If you build it for yontif, you have to build it erev yontif and take it down chalamad. It'll be up for more than a day, more than 24 hours. So you're not allowed to make a wooden structure in the azara. It's included in the isur of asherah. Rabbi Kiveger on Orechaim Hilchas Beis Haknesses quotes from the. There's a running. Not a running commentary, there's a sefer, skinny little sefer by Rab David Aramor. He gives Mar Mekoymus on the Rambam. Nobody looks at the sefer anymore because the Kesem Mishnah has 1,000 times more Mar Mekoymus and it's more accurate. So we don't need this Rab David Aramor. Bimikre, I happened to be in Meir Shorim around 10 years ago, and they were selling the sefers. I bought it for a dollar. They were getting rid of the sefers. So I bought it for a dollar. So I saw anything that's useful. Is either the Kesem Mishnah has the Mar Mokim, and whenever he has anything original, so it's already all the two or three things that are original, the whole skinny little sefer, 40 pages long, a tiny little sefer. So any original thing is already quoted. So he has Rabbi Kiveg and Hilchas Beis Haknesses on Shulchan Aruch quotes from this Rabbi David Aramor that just like there's a prohibition in Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to plant any trees in the Azara, so too b'chatsa beis haknesses, it's not permissible to plant any trees. What you have to do is, if you want to have a beautiful yard for the beis haknesses, first plant beautiful trees, and then build a shul in a place where there are trees. But once you're ready, establish the shul there, and then the chatsa beis haknesses is bare. It looks naked, so it's not proper to plant any trees over there. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that in Brisk, the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses was bare, and every time they had a new rabbi, they would ask the rabbi, are they allowed to plant trees? So every rabbi after rabbi would say, you're not allowed to plant trees. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was appointed the Rav in Brisk, and he permitted them to plant the trees. Why Rav Chaim Soloveitchik? Because Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv, and the Netziv has a tshuvan, the Binyan Tzion, where he says that we don't follow Rav David Armo, it's not correct. If we would carry over the din of Lasita L'Hasheret or Beis HaKnesses, wouldn't be allowed to build a wooden shul. Because included in the pasuk is not only planting trees, included is any wooden structure. There'd be mishaleitz that they made for the Kriyas HaTorah by Hakal on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So all the shuls in Europe were built. The pews were wooden benches, and the shuls were wooden shuls. How can you say that you carry over the din from the Beis HaMikdash, you carry over to the Mikdash Miyam? There's no issue to have the trees. The issue is to plant them. If the trees are there, they're there. But we're not allowed to plant any trees there. I don't think so. No. Shira is Avodah Zarah. It's Osman. No, it's not Osman. No. No. I don't think so. What? Yeah. But I don't think it's compared to Asher. Asher means a pretty tree. I don't know. Could be. It depends where the kid shall also love. I don't know. It's a good shaila. What about Pizban Azeh?
Can you also be machalik that there was a status? Harabais did have a special status.
Mm-hmm.
There was no halachic status of the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses.
Yeah, that's his chiddush. That's Rav David Rahman came up with this chiddush. Chatzar Beis HaKnesses is a parallel to the Azor. I think the Issa is only in Azor. I don't know if the Issa applies to the whole Harbais. You have to look in the Rambam. I don't think
that's so ridiculous if we say that the Kedusha of the Beis Mikdash went to the Bach Kinesios in Babel.
The Gemara Megillah comments on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Yecheskel Anovi says HaKadosh Baruch is going to destroy the Beis Mikdash. He's going to send the Jews into Golas. They're going to have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says it refers to the Bati Knesiyah Shavu Bavel. They have the status of Mikdash Miyah. So that's why the Magen Avraham quotes that we have a minig that we carry over some of the chumras of the Beis HaMikdash to the Beis HaKnesses. So that's why the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't take Estan Zayin and Mechir Kelev to build a shul. Even though the Beis HaMikdash, if the Estan Zayin is going to give money, so it's already Shinui. The Gemara says Esan Zan is only also if it's the original thing, but once it's Nishtana is Muta. So let's say a Jewish prostitute will give money towards the building of the shul. I was told that that's what usually used to happen, that whenever they would be building a shul, so the Jews have all professionals, so we have prostitutes also, so the women would feel a little guilty about their profession. Supposed to be the oldest profession on the face of the earth, no? So the women feel guilty, so they were building a shul. In order to have a kapar, they would give a significant donation. So the Magen Avraham says the meaning is you don't take Esnan Zayin. So even though strictly speaking it's nishtane for the Beis HaMikdash itself, you can take it. You only can't bring as a korban the actual thing, the yayin itself, and the chita mason soilus is already muta, koshinu koina. But that's the minig. You carry over some of the dinim of the Beis HaMikdash to the Beis HaKnesses. So that's the question, whether it makes sense to carry this over as well. What do you say there, what?
What if the Kohanim and Sukkos have a problem eating the Lechem HaKhamim and other bread items in the Azara? Because you can't make a...
Chutz L'Sukkah?
No, you can't make it. I'm not sure. Has it been building a wooden structure?
You mean they built the sukkah in the Azara? Uh-huh. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know what they did. You have to look in the Gemara. You have to chaz and shas to find out what they do on Sukkot.
The esnan is kesef, so is that, isn't that osir?
I don't think so. I think it's only osir lahakrif korban. If they're going to give money, they're not going to build the money, they're not going to melt the money down and put it into the walls. They're going to use the money to buy something with it. So it's not going to be the original thing. I think so. I think for Berak HaBayis it would be muta. But the Magen Avraham quotes such a meaning, not to take esnan zayin. The pasuk says you're not allowed to shecht a korban that's a balmum. Then it says kol dovaro. So the Gemara has a drasha kol dibura. Every so often when it says dover in the chumash, the Gemara has a drasha kol dibura. Kol dibura means, let's say, the kohen made pigul. Somebody made the korban pigul through a dibura, so then you're not allowed to be makar that korban on the mizbeach. The Gemara has such a similar comment on the pasuk later in the parsha when it talks about the Ori Miklot. It says v'zed devar haritzeach. So Rashi quotes the Gemara v'zed dibur haritzeach, that when the ritzeach comes to the Ori Miklot, let's say he was a prominent figure, and then he comes to the Ori Miklot and want to be mechaber him, so he has to say, "I'm here not on a visit. I killed b'shoigig and I have to be punished. I'm here." If they want to be mechaber him, okay, but he has to notify them that. That he killed b'shoigeg, and they may not want to be mechaber him. Or it says by Ribis, lo sashech l'achicha neshech kesef neshech choycha neshech kol dover sheyishach. So the Gemara says kol dover neshech kol dibur. That even Ribis dvarim is awesome. Ribis dvarim means, let's say, how do you have Ribis ketzutza? That it should be Ribis dvarim. Ribis deraisa is only Ribis ketzutza. It means I lend you $1,000, and I say I expect you to pay me back $1,000. And every day when you see me, I expect you to say good morning to me. So if I make that clause, that's binding. I'm lending you the money on the condition you have to pay me back the keren. And the ribis is you have to say good Shabbos to me every week. You have to be mechabed me every week to say hello. So that's ribis dvar. That would be anisa ribis deraisa, ribis ketzutza. The Gemara has many drashas like that. Liyer b'chor ervas dover. The Gemara says ervas dibur. The person speaks nivol peh. Is an Issa based on the word Dover. Then the Gemara had, then the Chumash has the dinim of Oibir Avedazor, is Chayv Misa, but the Bezin has to do Jerisha v'Chakira. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, in the end of Yivamis, it's also a whole sugya, the very last daf in Yivamis, that for a case of dinim nefashis and Minator, all cases of Mominus were also like that, you needed Sheva Chakiras. The Bezin had to ask 7 questions. That ask all the questions relevant to the case. Did he really kill him, and what happened, and so on. But what's the difference whether he killed him Sunday, Monday, or which year it was, or which day of the week it was, or which day of the month it was? What's the relevance? What time of the day it was? What's the difference? You're not allowed to kill someone not in the morning, not in the evening. So the Bezin asks 7 additional questions, which are not really part of the Sipra Maisa. The 7 questions about the Zman and the Mokim. So the Gemara derives it based on a combination of a few psukim. The Rashtov, Shamata, Lechakarta, and so on. Then Hini Emes Nochen Adova. Nochen is an additional din. That in the case of Din in Nefoshis, if you have a Hakosha in Bedikas, you throw out the Edom. In Din in Mominus, there is no such din, Hakosha in Bedikas. Let's say the Bezin will ask, what color suit was the Malva wearing when he lent him the $1,000? So one guy says he was wearing a dark suit, the other guy says he was wearing a light suit. So in the case of Din in Nefoshis, we'll throw out the Edom. So that's a violation. In him is nochen adova. Nochen, the Gemara understands the connotation of nochen is that there shouldn't even be akosh and bedikas. So the Edom say any adaya, I didn't pay attention, I didn't notice what color suit he was wearing. So any adaya is fine, even in din and nefashis. But if the Edom contradict each other, and din and nefashis say you throw out the Edom, and din and mamonis, we would not throw out the Edom. So that's based on nochen adova. So the Gemara says that one who worships Avodah Zarah gets the death penalty. You have to, provided you have kosher edim. You have to have 2 or 3 witnesses, the pasuk says. Al pishnayim edim or shloshu edim. The Mishnah in the first parak, the end of the first parak in Makkos, is bothered with a problem. Rashi quotes it. If miskayem is edis pishnayim, lama parat locha kosher b'shloshu. If 2 edim are sufficient, so why does the Chumash say 2 or 3 edim? It doesn't say or 4 or 5 or 6. If 2 edim are good, means a minimum of 2. Anything above 2 is good. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra is very difficult. The Mishnah has drushes lakish naim l'shloshe, but how do you read Pshuta Shal Mikra? So the Ramban quotes Rav Sadi Goin, who claims to be giving Pshuta Shal Mikra. Sadi Goin has a translation of Chumash in Arabic, for those who are familiar with the Arabic. I don't think the Ramban knew Arabic. The Ramban read it in translation. He read the translation of Sadi Goin in translation. Somebody translated back from the Arabic into the Hebrew. So that's Chumash. No. Rav Sadi Goin added on things to the Chumash. So it was worth reading. So he has an unusual pshat. He says, in the case of Din in the Farshas, the Bezin has to consist of 23 Dayanim, but for the purpose of Kabbalah Seidus, it's not required that all 23 should be present. It's sufficient with a Bezin of 3 for the purpose of Kabbalah Seidus. So he thinks that that's the Pshut Lashon Mikra, Pishnayim Edim Al Pishlosha Edim. How does it fit into the words? Pishnayim Edim Al Pishlosha Edim. So he says, Shnayim Edim Shlosha Dayanim. But it doesn't say Shlosha Dayanim, it says Shlosha Edim. So the Ramban disagrees with Pshut Rishon Mikra. He says it doesn't fit in, and he disagrees with the Halacha. Ramban thinks that for the purpose of Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashos, you would require the entire Bezin of 23 to be Mekabel Eidus. In the first Perek in Sanhedrin, there's a Machlokes Rishonim how to read a certain Gemara, whether like the Ramban or like the Rav Sadi Goin. Rashi learns like Rav Sadi Goin that is sufficient with a Bezin of 3. Let's say the Eidim are going to testify in French. And most of the members, the 23 members of the Bezin, do not speak French. 3 of them understand French. So Rashi learns the Gemara that you can be Mekabalatis with 3 of the French, 3 of the Dayanim who understand French, and they'll tell over to the other 20 Dayanim what the witnesses said. And the Ran quotes the Ramban, who has to give a different shot than the Gemara. It cannot be, because the Ramban holds on Chumash that you need all 23 Dayanim to be Mekabalatis by Din and the Fashim. So this is a big discussion in Masechus Sanhedrin. What exactly is the point of dispute here between the Ramban and the Rav Sadi Goin? Would you say that any case that requires 71, let's say any Din Torah, any case that requires 71, so Kabbalah Seidus would require 71? Ramban meant to say the Bezin that's needed for the Gemar Din is needed for the Kabbalah Seidus? Or the Ramban mean to say something else? That's a fascinating discussion when you learn Masechah Sanhedrin. Ramban himself does not agree with the Rav Sadi Goin. He said the Pasuk doesn't read like that. Shnai made him a Shlosha Eidim. So it's Al Pi Pshuto. It can't refer to Dayanim. What's the Pshuto? So the Ramban thing Pshuto means like this. Let's say we have a Din Torah, and I say I can bring 5 witnesses who say they were all 5 witnesses were there. So the Bezin will say, sold, bring all the 5 witnesses. We'll tell him l'chatchila, bring all the 5. Either Halacha says 2 witnesses enough. But the guy says he has 5 witnesses. So what? But Halacha doesn't require 5 witnesses. Ramban says no. If the guy says I can bring 3 Eidim, then Halacha requires he has to bring the 3 Eidim. There is such a Gemara. The first daf in Perek Zebeira, and the third Perek in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. Do you say tzorach levarer or ain't tzorach levarer? Tzorach levarer means one of the 2 parties in the Din Torah claims that he can produce 3 witnesses, 5 witnesses. Do we require that he should bring all the 5 witnesses or not? So the Ramban thinks that that's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. The Gemara never says what it's based on, Tzorach Levar. So Ramban holds this is the Pasha Pshat in the Chumash. If the Baldin claims I can bring 5 witnesses, then we would require of him that he should bring all the 5. The pasuk is repeated later in the parsha, in connection with Dinim Mamonis. Al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yokum dover. Here it says al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yumas ames. Yumas ames is nefashis, and yokum dover is mamonis. And then the Gemara says there's a third area of halacha where we also require 2 edim, namely by dover shebiyervon. That's in Maseches Yivam is going to be heavily discussed at the end of Yivam, that to ascertain that a woman is married or a woman is divorced, or that the husband is dead, Mikredin, you really need 2 Eidim. So what is the source for that? This pasuk, Al Pishnei Eidim, is about Dini Nefashis. Al Pishnei Eidim, Yakum Dover, is Dini Mamonis. And where's the third pasuk for Dover Shabiyavah requiring 2 kosher Eidim? So the Gemara says that at the very end of Gittin, that's based on Xereshava, Dover Dover Mimamon. It says, the husband divorces his wife because he ascertains that she was Mizana. She's a Sota Asura al-Baila. How did he ascertain? Based on a rumor. How did he ascertain? So the Gemara says, Hilon had a gzera shava, dova dova mimamin. Says, Kimotsu by Eva's dova, the husband discovered that the wife has mezana, and it says, dova by mominis. So Hilon had dova dova mimamin, that you need two kosher edim for a dova should be erva. There is an exception to the rule by Meis Baila. The Mishnayis record that Bizman HaTanaim, that was a big machlokes, Rabbi Kiva was put in prison by the Romans till they finally tortured him to death, till they killed him. So the Mishnah later on is going to say, one of the times said, I heard from the man in prison. It means he heard from Rabbi Kiva. He heard from the rabbi who's in prison that the meaning is that you're Mater and Aguna based on Eid Echot. That if Eid Echot says the husband died, so you can allow that. So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What is that based on? Mikar Adin, don't you need two kosher Eidim? So how can the Chachamim allow the woman to remarry based on Eid Echot? We assume Yeshkech B'yad Chachamim Lakadot B'natar B'shei V'altaseh. The rabbis have authority to tell us not to observe the mitzvahs in the Torah. It says in the Torah Tish Lo Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if it falls out on Shabbos, and the rabbis prohibited that. It says that if a ger converts on Erev Pesach, he brings the Korban Pesach, and the Rabbanan they don't allow. If he converted today on Erev Pesach, they tell him, bring Pesach Sheni, don't bring the Pesach Rishon today. So Yeshkach B'achachomim Lakadom Menator B'shei V'altaset, to tell a person not to observe mitzvahs. That's later a whole sugi involved. It's daf tzadik, a very important sugi. But in kach, the Gemara says, in kach b'yachacham and lakadam and atar b'kum b'yasei, the rabbis don't have authority to tell the balabatim they can drive to the synagogue on the Sabbath. The conservative reform rabbis are given more authority. But the Orthodox rabbis are not given so much authority. The Orthodox don't give so much authority to their rabbis. But the rabbis do not have authority. Lakadam and atar Bikumi Asay said, how are they allowed to permit the woman to remarry, the aguna to remarry, based on the testimony of Eid Echot, if Menatora, Dovah, whoever really needs to wait? So there's a big discussion in the Rishon. So the Nari Behuda and the Pnei Yeshua, Nari Behuda and his Chubis, it was a contemporary of the Pnei Yeshua. So in that generation, they came up with the following idea. There is a pasuk later in today's Sedra. You have to have shnayim edim. So what does it mean, l'yokam edechad b'ish? Usually the word ish has the connotation of ish prat l'katon or ish prat l'isha. Why does it have the word ish over here? So the Sifrei has a drasha, l'yokam edechad b'ish prat l'isha. Edechad is no good b'ish, but by isha it is good. Edechad is good by isha. What does it mean, edechad is good by isha? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Nari Behuda understood that that's Xeris HaKasa, that Menatoira Erechad is good by Heter Agunas. Mederaisa, Adrosha from the Post, Erechad is good by Heter Agunas. So what does the Gemara give a whole explanation why it's good? The Gemara gave the explanations Mederabbanan. Why did the Gemara have to work so hard? Let the Gemara quote the Sifrei. So the Nari Behuda and Pnei Yeshua, they explained, no. The Gemara was discussing, but why didn't they make a chumra midirabbanan to require two edim? Just like by a regular, by a normal dovah should be every, you need two edim. So by the case of Meis Baila should also require two edim ksherim. So the Gemara gives explanations. Milsa David Gului Lo Mishakir Yinshi. That's on daf peites, on daf peches. Or because of Iksha Daika Minsa, they had to give explanations why they didn't make a chumra midirabbanan. But why is the mutam in Torah is based on the drasha Le'yakai Merechad Beish Avul Beisha Kamhum. That's how the Pnei Yeshua and the Nari Behuda understood. Pnei Yeshua was older than Nari Behuda. Pnei Yeshua left instructions when he dies they shouldn't deliver any hespedim, and the Nari Behuda said, we don't listen. The Gemara says if a person leaves, and Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if a person dies and he leaves instructions they shouldn't say hespedim, so since the whole purpose of the hesped is to be mechabed emes and he's mechal on his kavod, so you don't say the hesped. So Nari Behuda said, but the Pnei Yeshua is the Gadol Hador, so we don't listen to him because it's our kavod also. It's the kavod of the community that he lived there. So he has no right to be moichel on the kavod of the community. So the Nari Behuda writes with great respect about the Pnei Yeshua. Today, in a lot of the yeshivas, Pnei Yeshua is out of style. It's all derech and learning. But the Pnei Yeshua, you should know, the Pnei Yeshua is a goyin ha-goyinim. Nari Behuda is a korei meshtachlet to the Pnei Yeshua. As in a few tshuvas, he writes, Kvahar Rezokin, Pnei Yeshua Gepaskin. We're not used to that. We think that Pnei Yeshua just wrote Pilpul. I think in the history books, they write the two contemporaries, the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Yonis and Abish, it's also in the same generation. So So they write that Bnei Yeshua was known as a big poisek, and he didn't want to go down in history only as the one who passed in Shilas. So he wrote Pilpulim on the sugyas. They should know that he knew that too. And Rabbi Yonis and Avishitz was known as a big Bal Pilpul. He used to give Pilpul Shur. He didn't want to go down in history just as a big Bal Pilpul. So that's why he wrote Svarim on Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the Tumim on Chosh Mishpat. It was always quoted by the Ktzos and the Nesivis. And he wrote the Kresi Plesi and other Svarim. He wrote on Halacha. So the Pnei Yeshua was known as a big Pesach every so often the Nadi Yehuda quotes him. So that's the way they understood. The other Rachmanim say that that's not the Kavona of the Sifrei at all. Sifrei means a different thing. Sifrei is referring to a Gemara in Nida. The Gemara says to establish that a boy or a girl is bar mitzvah, you really need two edim. And that's also a drasha from the Sifrei on the same pasuk. Lo yakam erechad be'ish, ish prat lekoton. Ish means to establish that the person is bar mitzvah. You have to have two edim. You have to have two edim to say that it's to be bar mitzvah. You have to have shonim v'simonim. A girl has to be 12 and a boy has to be 13. And then they have to have shtei saris b'makom ha'erva. So it's not enough eid echad to say that the boy or the girl are 12 or 13. You have to have two edim. And then you have to have two edim to establish that the boy has shtei saris. So do you require two edim to say that the girl has shtei saris also? So the Gemara says no. So the Gemara says you ask a woman to check the girl out to see if she has shtei saris, and we rely on her. Why do you rely on her? So that's what the Sifrei says. Le'akam erechad be'ish, avul be'isha kamhu. To be bedek the girl to see if she has shtei saris is sufficient with noshim. You don't need two kosher edim. The Gemara says why? Because you have a roiv. They're called shegiel achlal shanim, hegiel achlal simonim. If the girl is already yud be'shanim v'yamechad, she probably has the shtei saris also. So it's just to verify, to ascertain. Mikra din, you don't have to be bedek for the shtei saris. So just to check, to ascertain. So the Gemara says that's sufficient with noshim. So they claim that this Sifrei, the drasha le'yakam echad be'ish, avul be'isha kamhu, is connected with the other line in the Sifrei. Le'yakam echad be'ish means to say ish prat l'katan, to say that the person is bar mitzvah. You require two edim. That's quoted in the Chosha Mishpat. They have a sim in the beginning in Hilchos Eidos. Who's kosher eidos? Who's pasul eidos? So they say a katan is pasul eidos. You need shana v'simanim, and then it says you need two edim. So the Vilna Gaon quotes the Sifrei le'yakam echad be'ish. Ish prat l'katan, that to ascertain that someone is a bar mitzvah, you have to have two kosher edim. Yeah.
The Gemara in Sosa, which deals with the women being able to testify, the two women against the one man, perhaps you could say that the eid echad there is referring to the eid echad against the two women.
The eid echad.
There's a whole design in Sota that when you say Isha, it's probably Isha or the cousin, then you could say that in Sota that the case where the one contradicts the two, then it is applying to that.
The Sifrei may be referring to that possibility. I don't know. You have to look in the Sifrei again. I don't know. The Nupshat. Could be a Nupshat. Yeah.
You mentioned the Drisha Akira Be'edus. Is there any relevance today being that you don't
Well, min haTorah you need drisha v'chakir by dinim amenus as well. In midrabbanan, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf lamed beis they abolished it. So bizman hazeh we can be done dinim amenus without drisha v'chakir. But the question is, does that mean that midrabbanan we say the edus is complete? Midrabbanan, even though they didn't give drisha v'chakir, they say no, the edus is not complete because they didn't give drisha v'chakir. The halacha says you can paskin midrabbanan. You can paskin based on insufficient edus. Even though the edim are not kosher. What's the difference? The difference is the din is kivin shehigid, shuv ein echozer magid. Once the edim give hagodah seder, so they can't change their story. But that's only la'acha shenechker edusim et bezin. Kol zman sheloi nechker edusim et bezin, so the edim didn't finish giving the hagodah, then they can change this story. So that's a big machloikis in Chosh Mishpat. But what about bizman hazeh? Machloikis in the Rishon Rambam, in the Ramban. The fundamental machloikis in bizman hazeh, you can be judging a case of dinim amenus without drisha v'chakir means that midrabbanan you have edus. The edus is complete even though they didn't give drisha v'chakir. So kimi shehigid sets in. Or do you say no? Midrabbanan you're done despite the fact that you don't have edus. They never changed the hilchos edus. It's not edus and there's no dinim kimi shehigid. So that's a discussion of Chosh Mishpat. Then you have the institution of Bez Nagarov. You have to have a Supreme Court. The Rambam we mentioned, the Rambam beginning of Hilchas Mamrim says the role of the Supreme Court is just to transmit the Masorah of the Torah Shebaal Peh, Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh. Not so much to judge on cases. They hardly ever judge on any cases. The Pasuk says that there is the Vilna Goyen comments on the Pasuk, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega, that you see from this Pasuk there are Gimel Chelke HaTorah. There are three different areas on Halacha. Din Ladin means Din Imamanis. Nega la nega means tumah v'tara, and dam la dam means isa v'hetam. These are the three areas of halacha. That's perhaps the reason why the Gemara has a klal when you learn a mamatzina midin echad l'chaveira, because we assume all the dinim fit into one pattern, into one system. So the Gemara has a klal isurim mamon alo yafina. You can't learn out isa v'hetam from dinim mamas because these are two different areas in halacha, and isa mitum alo yafina. It's another Gemara. So it could be, the Vilna Gaon says that the Hagdoma to the Bir Agro on Shulchan Aruch, the children quote that from the Gro, and in the Sefer Aderes Aliyo, also written by the Talmidim of the Gro, they wrote over things from the Gro, that's what he says on this Pasuk. Kan Kila HaTorah Kol Gimel Chalki HaTorah. Dam LaDam is Isa VeHeta, Din LaDin is Din Imamenis, and Nega LaNega is Tumah VeTara, three different areas of Allah. So the Bez Nagodol is the final, has the final say and everything. The Bez Nagadol is supposed to be located by Mokam Shiv Hashem Alakecha Bo. Supposed to be located in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Lishkas Hagozes. The Ramban writes on Chumash that the reason why they should be so close to the Mizbeach, so close to the Shechina, that they should have a divine assistance, a Siyata Lishmaya, not to make a mistake. We assume every Talmud Chacham has a divine assistance, to some extent or another, that he shouldn't make a mistake. Otherwise, why is the Psak of a rabbi binding? Human beings always make mistakes. I told over the story that I witnessed the story and I already forgot. Could be that I never heard the story first in the straight in the first place. Human beings make mistakes. So why is any psak of any rabbi binding? Maybe he's making a mistake. So we have to assume that he had a divine assistance. The Pasuk says in Tum. We assume a Talmud Chacham had a divine assistance not to make a mistake. So the Bez Nagadol has to, their psakim are binding on all of Klal Yisrael. So we want them to meet in the Beis HaMikdash right next to the Shechina, that they should have a greater degree of Siyata Rishmaya, not to make a mistake. The Gemara says that 40 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin wanted to self-imposed exile. The Gemara says because they saw they're not able to take care, there were so many murderers running around, they weren't able to control anything. And they said they don't have the right to sit in the Lishka Sargozes and get a salary and walk around with this the cloaks of the Supreme Court if they're not maintaining law and order. So they resigned their position. So they left. And the Gemara says from the day that they left, 40 years before the Churban Abayis, all the Din and Nefashis, the whole system of Sanhedrin has collapsed because the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel has to be connected with the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. It's one court system. So once the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph left the Lishka Sargozes, so they no longer have the whole system of Sanhedrin, so all Din and Nefashis became bottle. That's a question, to what extent do you say the Sanhedrin no longer had the status of Sanhedrin once they leave the Lishka Sargozes? So Gemara says for the purpose of Din and Nefashis. The original Pasuk only says for Zok and Mamre. So Taisus discusses that, how did the Gemara know to apply it to all Din and Nefashis? Maybe it's only for the purpose of Zok and Mamre, who paskens against the Bez Nagadol. It's only if the Bez Nagadol issued the psak when they were in their office in the Lishka Sargozes. Maybe for other din and nefashis not. How did the Gemara know to extend it? So Taisus says the Gemara extended mitzad ha-svar, but how far does the svar go? So there is, the Rambam's opinion is, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says that kviyas haluach al pi hariyah, that the Bezin should be mekabel edim who saw the moon, and Bezin should decide whether this year should be a Shana Mu'beres or Shana Pshuto, should have 13 months or 12 months. The Bezin is sufficient with a Bezin of 3. You don't need all 71 members of Sanhedrin. But the Bezin of 3 has to be authorized by the Sanhedrin. Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana Kviyas HaLuach, Mitzvah Kviyas HaLuach. The Rambam holds Kviyas HaLuach is one mitzvah, and the Ramban holds Kviyas HaLuach is two mitzvahs, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana. But so the Rambam holds that this mitzvah, Kviyas HaLuach, has to be under the supervision of the Bez Nagadol. If there's no Bez Nagadol, they can't do it. So the Ramban says, wait a minute. But the Kviyas HaLuach continued in Eretz Yisrael till deep into the days of the Amaran, to the days of Abai v'Rava. Abai v'Rava lived in Bavel. But their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael were still making Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. And Hillel HaSheni, the one who established the calendar that we have, the system of the calendar, he was a contemporary. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He lived at the same time as Abai v'Rava lived in Bavel. And Gemara says, during their lifetime, this change occurred. So in the days of Abai v'Rava, that was centuries after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So what do you mean? The Ramban says, how were they still Mekadosh al Pi Ariyah? How are they still making Ibra Hashanah? There's no Bez Nagodl. So the Ramban says, nah, the Rama misunderstood the Mechilta. Mechilta says you need Bez Nagodl. Means when there is a Bez Nagodl, you're going to get Tom, Dick, and Harry, three rabbi, Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry, going to get together. They're going to decide today's Rosh Chodesh instead of Wednesday or Thursday. Friday is Rosh Chodesh. They're going to decide whether to be Shana Mubeh or Shana Pshuta. That's not right. It's a psak that's negate to all of Klal Yisrael. So such a psak, when you have a Bez Nagodl, it's not right to do it without a Bez Nagodl. But you really, Mikra Din, you don't really need a Bez Nagodl for that. So the Ramban says that that's why the whole Kasha doesn't bother him. He says they continue to do Kiddush HaChodesh. They had Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. They still had Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael till the days of Abai v'Rava. So they still continue to do Kviyas HaLuach by the Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael deep into the days of the Amorim. But according to the Rambam, that you need Davke Bez Nagodl Leikuva, the mitzvah Kviyas HaLuach has to be done with the authorization, with the approval of the Bez Nagodl. So how do you answer that kasha? So many centuries after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they still continued till the days of Abai v'Rava. They still had Bez Nagodl. How can it be? But Hamakom Goyreh. So on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you have the Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther was written by man whose mother died, so he wanted to memorialize. As it was going to print, his mother passed away, so he called the Sefer Megillas Esther. That's where he writes in the introduction. It's a good Sefer. If it was written by a woman, it would also be good. It happens that it was written by a man, and his mother's name is Esther. Yeah.
Can we answer this kasha based on what so Leishik said that the Rambam that Klal Yisrael was Mekadosh the Chodesh, and you have the basin, so they do it, but you don't.
Rav Soloveitchik explained after the days of Abai v'Rava when they instituted the calendar, so the Rambam interprets that doesn't mean that the Bezdin then, Ramban says that the Bezdin of Hillel HaSheni, who were contemporaries of Abai v'Rava, they established the calendar, they were Mekadosh Ol HaChadoshim Ad Bias HaGoyel, till Mashiach will come. And the Rambam learns not that they were Mekadosh in the future, that Klal Yisrael today goes along with the Kviyas that Hillel HaSheni established. And the Jews in Eretz Yisrael today, who are Klal Yisrael, they're the ones that make the Kriyas HaLuach today. Yeah, but that's the Rambam's explanation, Rav Soloveitchik's understanding of the Rambam's explanation of what it means, the Kriyas HaLuach, what the Luach is all about. But the Luach didn't come into existence till the days of Abai v'Rava. Hillel HaSheni introduced the Luach. So from the time 40 years before the Churban Abayis, there's a few centuries till Bez Nagodl disappeared. Abai M'Shar HaKadim Shachar Abayis, the Golds of Sanhedrin, so how do they still have Kfiyah Saluach al Piyah Bezdin? How do they still have that? So in the commentary, the Megillas Esther, he writes, and the Keren Oiran, the Gemara Nozer also writes the same thing. He didn't have a Megillas Esther. They both write, obviously the Rambam thinks that if you have the body of 71 Rabbanim, who are the Bez Nagodl, they maintain the status of Bez Nagodl even when they're not in the Lishkas HaGozes. This is for certain, for restricted halachas. For a small bunch of halachas, the halacha requires malamed shamak and gur. The Bez Nagodl has to be in their proper location. For zok and mamre, they have to be in fadid and nefashim. That's all. But for all other intents and purposes, the Bez Nagodl retain their status, even though they're floating around from city to city, till the days of Abai v'Rava. That's what they assume. There was a body that consists of 71 rabbanim, who had smicha and Eretz Yisrael, and they maintain the status of Bez Nagodl. And Ramban holds no malam and shamakim gar means after the you leave the lishkas agazis, they don't have the status of Bez Nagodl at all. So the halacha says that when you have this Bez Nagodl, they have the final tip. There'll be a divrei rivas. There'll be an issue that's causing machlokes. So everyone has to follow the psak of the Bez Nagodl. Esasam and adavish yagid lecha yom in ismo. You're not allowed to go to the right, you're not allowed to go to the left. What does it mean? So the Mefarshim say, to the right means if you think that Bez Nagodl was too lenient. This is a leftist Bez Nagodl. One of the Gedolim writes like this. So you want to go to the right. I want to be a little more frum, the Beis Nagel. I think the Beis Nagel is a little too strict, a little too machma. I want to be to the left. So you're not allowed to go neither to the left nor to the right. You're not allowed to go against the psak of the Beis Nagel. Rashi and Chumash quotes a comment from the Sifrei that Rashi made famous, that Yom and Esmol has an additional level of interpretation. Even if the Beis Nagel makes a mistake, you still have to follow the psak of the Beis Nagel. We used to have years ago, Mr. Herman Wook taught in the yeshiva for 2 years. He taught literature. So he said that his book, The Cain Mutiny, the Cain was the name of a ship, and there was a mutiny on the ship against the captain because they felt the captain was doing improperly acting. So he said the theme of the whole book was based on this Rashi, on the Pasuk, that authority is binding even when it's an error. So the students told him that that's not pshat in Rashi. He was heartbroken. That's not pshat in Rashi. Authority is not binding when it's an error, because the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says the first test, the Kasha, that the first Mishnah in Horia says that Horu Bezin, if the Beis Nagadol issues a psak, and there are people who know that the Beis Nagadol does know what they're talking about. They marked their bechinas when they were students in the yeshiva. And they know that these guys in the Beis Nagadol don't know how to learn. They just passed the 65s. And they got smicha based on 65s. And this is the 35% that they never knew in the first place. So you're not allowed to follow the Beis Nagadol just because... I remember there was a balabas who lived in the neighborhood. So he says he knows that the rabbi he gives hashgach on a certain food product is not reliable at all. I'm allowed to eat it. He'll burn in Gehenna. He said it's kosher. If it's not kosher, he'll go to Gehenna. I'm allowed to eat it because the rabbi said it's kosher. That's not correct. If you know the rabbi is not reliable, so not reliable is not reliable. If you know the Beis Nagadol made a mistake, you're not allowed to listen. So that's the Ramban was the first one who asked that kasha. How can this Sifrei say over here, Al min shu smol bal smol shu yamin, the psak of the Beis Nagadol is binding even when it's an error? It's against the opening Mishnah Maseches Horis, where it says beferish, if someone knows the Beis Nagadol made a mistake, they're not allowed to follow the psak of the Beis Nagadol. So the Ramban has a whole suggestion. Ramban just answers Poshet. He says the correct reading in the Sifrei should be Afilo nirem b'yeinecho al yamin shu smol. The layman a lot of times thinks that what the rabbi says doesn't make sense. The layman thinks that what the scientist says, what the doctor says also doesn't make sense. The doctor's going to tell me do this and that, but it's ridiculous. How can I take that medication? If you'll be a doctor, you'll understand. A chemist is going to tell me that if you mix these two chemicals, they're going to explode. How can it explode? This one is not dangerous. That one is not dangerous. If you mix them together, why should it explode? If you'll understand chemistry, you know why it's going to explode. So a lot of times it's near and be an echo. You mean she's small. The layman thinks that the expert doesn't know what he's talking about. So that's what the Ramban says. If you know the Beis Nagadol made a mistake, you're not allowed to follow. But if you think they made a mistake, no, the layman always thinks. The layman always thinks that the judge made a mistake. Whoever lost the case always thinks the judge made a mistake. That's what the Ramban says. And others give other suggestions. They're different suggestions. Rabbi Chana Basaman has in his Kuntras Divrei Sofrim a very fascinating suggestion. He says, the Gemara said in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik, on Daf Peites, Daf Tzadik, Yeshkech Yal Chachamim, sometimes laka dovim in a Torah. The rabbis sometimes tell us not to observe the mitzvahs in the Torah. So where do we see from the Chumash that they have authority on akiras dovim in a Torah? So he says that's the pshat in the pasuk. Afilo ayin shu smol. Not that the rabbis made a mistake. The rabbi said it says in the Chumash you should go to the right, and with the power vested in us as rabbis, we tell you go to the left. Don't listen to the Chumash. That's the source for the whole idea. The whole sugi in Yivam is that peites daf tzadik. That Yeshkach Yachachamim Lakadov Ben Atorah. They tell you, it says in the Torah Yemin, and we tell you don't listen to the Torah, go to small. That's what it means. But if they made a mistake, that doesn't make any sense.
How far does that go for Beis Din? Is there a bans on the statement that if you think that they're wrong, does that apply to Chachamim or the Deleyat are nowadays? If you think that someone is wrong, do you still listen? Or do you not
mean when they have the Din of Loi Sasur? That's a question. So the Pasuk in Chumash only talks about the Beis Nagadol. And then there's a possibility that the Gedolei Hador, it could be that Loisosa means the Psak of the Beis Nagadol is binding because they have the status of Rabbi Muvik. Of all the Gedolei Hador in every generation have the status of Rabbi Muvik. There's a din rabbi and there's a din of Rabbi Muvik. So let's say that we said the Talmidei Beis Shammai followed the Shittas of Beis Shammai. because Beis Shammai, whoever was in charge of the yeshiva, was considered their Rebbe Muvik. So the din is every person is supposed to follow the psokim of his Rebbe Muvik. Where is the source for that? So it could be that that's what it says in the Chumash. Yeah? Everyone is bound to follow the psokim of the Bez Nagorl, not because Bez Nagorl. Maybe it begins because the Bez Nagorl had the Gedoli Hador. And the Gedoli Hador, it says in Shulchan Aruch, have the status of Rabbi Muvik of all of the people who live in that generation. And that's the basic din is you have to follow the psak of Rabbi Muvik. So the basic din is correct. The question is, there really a lav of Lai Sosur?
Is there such a thing as Rabbi Muvik nowadays, anyway?
There is Rabbi Muvik. Is there such a thing as Gedoli Hador nowadays? Gedoli Hador means no, that this is the undisputed Gadol of the Dor. The Lubavitcher Chassidim hold that their Rebbe was the Gadol Hador. Those who learned the Panovich hold that Rav Shach is the Gadol Hador. Those who were Minkach, they hold the Minkach Rebbe is the Gadol Hador. So you have a thousand and one Gedoli Hador.
Oh, we know, right?
So each group should follow their Rebbe Muvik. But to say that these people are the status of Gadol Hador and the Rabbi Muvik of everybody in the generation, that's only if they're the undisputed Gedoli Hador. But if it's not so clear, you can't say the Gedoli Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvik. When the Aguda first founded the Avad Moetzes Gedoli HaTorah, so Rabbi Chana Wasserman suggested, and he was outvoted, that the Avad Moetzes Gedoli HaTorah should not be restricted only to card-carrying members of the Aguda. There may be some Gedoli HaTorah, who for some reason or another won't want to join the Aguda. So he was not voted. The Vad Matzik Dalei HaTorah only consists of members of the Aguda. So how can that be? So maybe they're the Gedolei HaDor for those who belong to Aguda. But you can't say that they're Gedolei HaDor for everybody. Each group has their own Rebbe Muvik. The Pashtus is, many years ago, Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he first arrived in America, was invited to give a shiur for the Agudas Rabban. So he gave a shiur and he was speaking about Lo Sosur, that Lo Sosur applies in our generation also to the Gedoli Hador. So after many years, the Agudas Rabbanim printed all of the Divrei Torah that were said. So Rav Zevin used to publish every week in HaTzofer, the Mizrahi newspaper, used to publish a book review. So he wrote a book review on that volume also that the Agudas Rabbanim put out. So he attacks Rav Moshe and says, where in the world does he get such a wild idea that Lo Sosur applies to people who are not members of the Sanhedrin? The Chumash only talks about the Sanhedrin. Okay. But Rav Moshe wasn't the first one that came up with that idea. Maram Shik has it. Others say like that. It applies to Rabbi Muvik. And the Gedolei Hador in every generation have the status of Rabbi Muvik.
Is Rabbi saying that the Rabbi Muvik has nothing to do with Sunicha from Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, the two unrelated to
it. Is it true just your own tradition from wherever your Rabbi was? And yeah. Necessarily that he had Sunicha from Gedolei Eretz Yisrael from the chain?
No, doesn't have to have Sunicha. Today nobody has any Sunicha. Yeah. All the Sunicha is imitation Sunicha. The Ramah in Yeridei, Hilchas Talmud Torah, quotes the Abar Ben El. I think it's the only place in Shulchan Aruch where anybody quotes the Abar Ben El. The Ramah quotes the Abar Ben El from one of his many Svarim that today nobody has any real smicha. It's only imitation smicha mid the Rabbanon to satisfy a certain requirement. The Gemara made a takana the Rabbanon. Talmud al Yerim ke noto vishus mei rabba. So today the smicha is just the natilus vishus. It's not really smicha.
So what's Rav Zevin's claim then against Rav Moshe?
No, he said, Rav Moshe said that the love of Lai Sosur applies in later generations. He said, how can you say that? It's only better than God. That's what he thought.
So he didn't know about Rabbi Muvik, though.
No, Maskim about Rabbi Muvik. But Rav Moshe didn't say that. Moshe said the love of Lai Sosur applies. But there are those, Imam Shik has it true. He says Lai Sosur applies to the later generations also. The Rishonim and the Balei HaTosfos have such a lotion in their tshuvas that Bizman said the Rav Chachmas is from Svarim. Not really. So we don't have any status of Rabbi Muvik Bizman said. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that Rav Chachmas doesn't mean 51% of the dinim that he 51% of his Torah knowledge. He used to say that Rav Chachmas means the Rebbe who put him on his feet, who made him into a Torah personality. The Rebbe who formed the personality of the Talmud. So sometimes you have such a thing. Most of the time you don't. Most of the time you learn by Rebbe, you pick up a little bit, but not that the Rebbe formed the whole Torah personality of the Talmud. That's unusual. So the Torah says that the Zokem Mamre Chacham who paskins against the Bez Nagodol is Chayim Misa. Cholham he gets the death penalty. V'cholham Yishmu Yiro V'lo Yizidu Noid. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin points out Abot Tzrichim Achroza. From all of the people who are Chayim Misa, it only says by four of the cases that V'cholham Yishmu Yiro V'lo Yizidu Noid. You have to put advertisements in the newspaper all over the place. Everyone should know. In Eretz Yisrael, that the person so and so is put to death because he did this aver. A person is a murderer, so you don't have to have achraza. Other baal eshes ish and machal shabbos. You don't have to advertise to the whole world. Only four people. Who are the four? So one is the Zokem Mamre, and one is the Ben Sora Mora, and the third one is the Edom Zaymimim. Who's the fourth one? I forgot already.
Mesis.
Yeah. What's unique about these four? So, Hatzara Shavisha Behem is that the Avera that they did doesn't really warrant an Oynish Misa. The Gemara says that a Ben Sarmar is Narag Al Shem Sofa. He steals from the parents and he hangs out with a bunch of gangsters and he eats meat and he drinks wine. He's Narag Al Shem Sofa. The Mesis was he attempted to get me to worship Avodah Zarah, but I didn't really worship Avodah Zarah. So we wanna give them the Edom Zemimim attempted to give the death penalty, but they didn't succeed. If they would have succeeded, so the Mishnah says, Hargwein Erogim. Once they killed the Nidon, so they don't get the punishment. So all of the four of them, the Misa that they get is not really an Einish Lisha Over. Their Misa is to serve as a deterrent in the future for other people. But that's why the Halacha says that you need Hachraza. He wanted to serve as a deterrent for the others. Usually, Einish Misa is not a deterrent. It's a punishment l'shabbat. The person was Baal Eshesish, Machal Shabbos, he was over Avodah Zarah. He deserves the death penalty. And over here, these four don't really deserve the death penalty. It's Al Shem Ha'osid, to serve as a deterrent for others. So that's why the Halacha says you need Achroza. There is an interesting Rambam in Hilchos Eidos. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in the third parak in Ksuvas, that Edom Zemimim do not require Hasra'a. Normally, before you give, in order to give Misa or Malkus, so you have to have given Hasra'a to the Baal Avera immediately before he does the Avera. So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why Edom Zemimim do not need Hasra'a. So the Rambam does not quote the explanation that the Gemara gives. The Rambam writes his own explanation. The Rambam writes, Lefi She'en Bo Maisa. So what does it mean, Lefi She'en Bo Maisa? So the Rabbit asks, the Rabbit understood the Rambam for Shem Bo Maisa because the Aver is done Ayde Dibur. There's a Din Lab Shem Bo Maisa, you don't get Malkus. But there is no Din Lab Shem Bo Maisa, there's no Misa. You can get Misa even on a Lab Shem Bo Maisa. Malkus needs Lab Shiesh Bo Maisa. Chatos needs a Lab Shiesh Bo Maisa. But to get Misa, a Megadeth also Chayim Misa. Eidim Zemim also Chayim Misa, even though there's no Maisa. So the Rambam means to say that the Aver is Ayde Dibur. Whenever the Aver is Ayde Dibur, so you don't need Hasra. So the Rabbit asks, what about Megadev? Megadev does need Hasra. So the Kesem Mishnah writes, yeah, according to the Rambam, Megadev does need Hasra. L'fishem bo mais. So that's very difficult. What the Rambam invented a new Yesh Me'ai. The Rambam invented a new rule. Whenever the Aver is Ayde Dibur, Ein bo mais, so you don't need Hasra. Why should it be so? So Rav Soloveitchik used to give, some say the name Rav Chaim like that. Rav Soloveitchik didn't say the name Rav Chaim. So he said, the Shem Ma'aseh means that the Edom Zemimim are not getting a punishment l'sha'ovar for the Avera that they did in the past. Because Hargu ain't Nairogim, Tzloy Hargu is just attempted murder. So it's really the Oynish that they get is really to serve as a deterrent for others. So the only time you need a Hasra, that's what the Rambam, the Gemara doesn't say this, but that's what the Rambam is writing. The only time you need Asra is if the Avera is an Oynish Lisha Ovar, you have to ascertain that the Avera was absolutely bemazed. So you have to have a Hasra immediately prior to the Maisa Avera. But by Edom Zemimim, L'fishem Ba Maisa, the Oynish is not for the Maisa Avera that he did Lisha Ovar, it's because of the Shem Eid Zemim. It's because the circumstance, the situation, it's not really, it's to serve as a deterrent. So that's what the Rambam says, you don't need Hasra. So then it might follow, it could well be, that all four don't need Hasra. All four, the Mesis is a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. The Gemara says, all other Mechiyovi Mises Bezna, aside from Mesis, need Hasra. So Rashi writes, the Mesis does not need Hasra. So Tosis says, no, there is no such thing. Mesis also needs Hasra, But you don't need such a, you don't need the same degree of hasra as you need by other averis. And Rashi says you don't need hasra at all. Rashi seems to me says does need hasra. Then there's a gemara that Zalkamari does need hasra. That's a befevish gemara. So it could be that all four. That's a possibility. And Saramar is a Mishnah that you need Asra, but there's also a Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, what it means that he needs Asra. So the Rambam, so Rashi says it's not the regular Asra. The Rambam writes regular Asra. But Rashi on the Mishnah of Ben Saramar sounds like he's saying he does need Asra. So it could well be that all four of these are theirs, because they're not an Oynish Lishav, but they're to serve as a deterrent. It could be that all four don't need Asra. There seems to be some Rishonim to say like that.
Is there any zat to say to use the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda about the sone that lo nisan hasra ela to distinguish between shoyit and nizid in zone?
We accept the Rambam quotes that the Gemara quotes that in the context of one tan is all the opinion chaver and it's our hasra. If the person is very knowledgeable in Torah, then we don't have to give him hasra because he knows the dinim. We're not telling him anything new. So we don't accept that opinion. We pass in Chavir, Talmud Chachma also needs Asra. But the Rambam still writes, he needs Asra because Lefir Shalendit Nasa Lahavcha Meshay Giglamezit. That is the role of Asra. So that's why there's room to argue the point and say that you only need Asra when it's an Oynish Lisha'over for an Aver that he did. So you want that Aver should be Mezit squared, that they gave him Asra immediately before he did the Aver. He says, I don't care, give me the death penalty, I'm going to do it anyway. But whenever the Einish is to serve as a deterrent, it's not really an Einish to him, then Asvar no sentence that you shouldn't need any Hasra.
Would that also be the reason why the two Adam, if he was trying to mace this to individuals, they see the Adam on him? Really, it's not punishing him for anything he did.
Why is there a Shiloh? Why did the two Adam? Why is there a Shiloh? The Nirtzach can't be an aid. That's the Shaila. Is the Nirtzach a Baldomer? Huh?
Does the Gemara in Sanhedrin say that by
Shiloh, it's not Zachar, you only need one aid because the other person
can
count against them?
If the other one comes to testify, if it's Kosher Aid,
does
he come and testify? Yeah.
Right, so.
Can only, yeah. Nirtzach is a question whether the Nirtzach is a baldover or not. There are more paskins that Nirtzach is not a baldover. He's possible to aid us for other reasons. There are more paskins like the Mordechai, the Krovei HaNirtzach Sherem Lohagen Neged HaRitzach. If the Nirtzach would be the baldover, so the Krovei would be possible also. That's a Machlekes HaRishani, whether Nirtzach is a baldover. No, but any other Avera, a person does an Avera with me, on me or something, so that doesn't. I'm still kosher aidus. I can still testify. The Pasuk uses the expression of the Yarta Harami Kirbecha, the Yarta Harami Yisrael. A few times you have it like that by the Oynish Mises Desert. This is a big machlokes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and they're trying to calculate which are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam quotes from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos that everyone is Chayv Misa is another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that gives kila to one who is Megadeth, a mitzvah that gives kila to one who is Boal Naira Hamaras, a mitzvah to give skila to one who is Machal Shabbos, mitzvah to give skila to one who practices Mishkav Zocher. Every step of the way, every single person is Chayv Misa, so this halachas gedolah is counted as a separate mitzvah, to give him Misa, because there is no Tzad HaShava, there is no common denominator between all the people. Or Chayv Misa, there's one common denominator, all the people who did an Alav get Malkus. So the Bahag only counts it as one mitzvah, to give malchus to all the people who deserve malchus, because there's a rule. But by Misa, there is no rule. So the Bahag counts each person as Chai Misa, a mitzvah to give him Misa, to give her Misa, and so on. Every single step of the way. The Rambam thinks that that's too repetitious. He thinks there are four mitzvahs. One mitzvah to give skila to whoever deserves skila, one mitzvah to give sreifa to whoever deserves sreifa, and so on and so forth. The Ramban thinks you should shrink it further. He says the Be'yarata Rami Kedbecha is one mitzvah. You give Misa to all the people who deserve Misa. And he quotes a Gemara in Chulin in the last parak. The last parak in Chulin, Parak Shiloach HaKan, so the Gemara says that there's a din of Shor HaNiskal, if a Shor Horgas HaAdam, so you give a skila to the Shor. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Echad Behema Vechad Chai Vechad HaOf. An oaf that kills a person also has a din of Shor HaNiskal, also Chai Misa. So the Gemara says, and you have to bring the oaf to Bezdin and give him Misa because it says, Aviyatar HaMikabecha. So the Ramban says, there you have it. The Gemara quoted the pasuk of Yarta Rami Kebecha from today's Sedra, that is the mitzvah to give Mises Bezdin in general to all those who have Mises. So it's one mitzvah. He thinks shouldn't be counted as four mitzvahs and shouldn't be like the Bahag, counted as many more than four mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah to give Mises to all those who deserve Mises. So the Megillah says that comes to defend the Ramam. Why did the Ramam count it as four different mitzvahs? Kilas Reif Erechene. So he says that Gemara and Chula meant a different thing. The mitzvah to give skila is when Bezin makes a gemardin, Bezin has a mitzvah to give skila. Bezin has a mitzvah to give sreifa once they make a gemardin. Who's going to bring the man to Bezin? Who's gonna see to it that he's brought to justice? So that's the pasuk. You should bring the shor to Bezin. Whoever did an avera, the Balabatim have a chibur, bring him to Bezin and see to it that Bezin gives him the punishment. So that's a different mitzvah. Yatar and Kambecha is a mitzvah to see to it that we bring people to justice who deserve to get a punishment. But the punishment is four different mitzvahs the Rambam holds. Skila, Streif, Erech, Chenik, are four mitzvahs on the Bezin. The Yatar and Kambecha is a mitzvah on all the Hamoinam, on the Balabatim. Whoever knows that someone deserves an Einesh, they should see to it that Bezin should get the guy. So the Megillah says to defend the Rambam, but now we created a new kasha. Why didn't the Rambam count that mitzvah? The Rambam should have counted that pasuk of Yatar Mikabecha as a mitzvah like he described, to see to it that the criminals are brought to justice. So it's still a problem. Yeah. Yeah. That's the question, what does that mean? Yeah.
You say that a possible nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban is if, let's say, if someone's chayv skila and you don't have any stones. So should you give him one of the other dalad misas instead of just shooting him with a gun?
It's hard to say that because the Gemara talks about menayin shata misa, b'chol misa shati ochel misa. The Gemara seems to say that you do, if you can't give the misa that he deserves, you give him a miscellaneous form of that. So it seems that everybody agrees to that. They all agree to that. A lot of times when there's a machlekes, but something counts as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, ten mitzvahs, so what's the difference? So a lot of times it's hard to find that in Afkamina. Then you proceed in the parasha, you have the din of Hamadas Melech, mitzvah to appoint a special king. The Gemara says in the second parak of Sanhedrin, and the Rama quotes it, that there are three mitzvahs that have to be fulfilled in a specific order. Lahamid lahamelach, and then lahachri zarisha lahamalach, and then livnas lahem beis abchira. When there'll be peace in Eretz Yisrael, then you have an obligation. Lahachri zarisha lahamalach, when it'll be peaceful in Eretz Yisrael, then you have an obligation to build a beis amigdosh. Unfortunately, we have not yet arrived at that point. In 1967, after Mohammed Sheshet Tayamim, so there were many people who are tumbling. Now that Harabais Biadena, we have an obligation to build a beis amigdosh. Rav Soloveitchik said, hold your horses. He said, there's no peace in Eretz Yisrael yet. The Gemara said, the mitzvahs are supposed to be observed in this specific order. There is a Jewish government, that's Laham and Laham Melech, means to have a Jewish government, but you don't have L'Hachra Zarashal HaMalek. It means when it'll be peaceful in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara said, it's not yet peaceful, unfortunately. Melech has special mitzvahs that don't apply to anybody else, L'Abba L'Susim, L'Abba L'Anoshim, in addition to the three lavim, he has a mitzvah sesei, chosos lamishnah Torah zois. He has to write an additional sefer Torah. The Gemara says everyone is mechuyev to write a sefer Torah. Kis v'lachem asa shiva zois. Every Jewish man is mechuyev to write or to commission a sefer to write a sefer Torah, and the melech has to have a second sefer Torah. He should carry with him at all the time. He should carry with him all the time, and it should have an effect on him. He shouldn't go to his head. He shouldn't become arrogant over the fact that he is the king of the Jewish people. People who have something that others don't have, they have brains, or they have looks, or they have money, or they have power. So usually power corrupts. Usually their looks are going to go to the head. So the Smag writes the famous story that when he can fit the Smag Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol by one of the Balei HaTosafos, he lists off which, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs, whether the Ramach mitzvah Sesei and the Shasa mitzvah Slei Sesei. So he made a big celebration when he completed his Sefer, and then he had a dream that one of the mitzvahs was complaining, "You left me out. Why'd you leave me out? How can you leave out such an important mitzvah?" So he woke up in the middle of the night and he didn't know which mitzvah. He started mishing in his Sefer Torah. He realized he left out the mitzvah, Levilti Rum Lavav HaMeyachlis. He had to throw out a different lav and put in this lav. There's a lav, one should not be arrogant. It's a special lav, says, and not to be a balgaiva. The Pasuk only says, by Melech, Melech has what to be arrogant about. Usually a guy is stupid and poor and he has no good looks. He has nothing, he has no power. So what does he have to be arrogant about? Whatever he thinks he has, so he's arrogant about that. So whoever thinks that they have something is a lois eser, don't let it go to your head. Most people don't even have what to be arrogant about. And they think they have something. So it's a special lois eser. That was the mitzvah, that was the smag, had the dream that this is the mitzvah that he left out. Then the Torah starts to give us some of the matnas kahuna. You have to give truma to the Kohanim. The Chumash only speaks about reishis as truma of the Gonach of the Sirosh of Yitzarecha. That's what we assume, that truma deraisa is only on Dog and Tirish for Yitzar. The Rambam's opinion is that all peris are Elon, is trumas is deraisa, and only Maisa Yerek is the Rabbanim, vegetables. But all peris are Elon are deraisa. And we don't follow that Rambam. We hold like the Bali. Atais was always right. Only Dog and Tirish v'Yitzer is their rice. Then you have the din of Matonis. Matonis is what the Gemara calls Matonis, is what the Chumash refers to as Roa Ha'ayayin V'Hakevon. Whenever you shech the behema schulin, you have an obligation to give the Kohen Zrola Ha'ayayin V'Hakevon. We haven't heard of anybody observing this mitzvah in many, many, many centuries. So the Olam relies on Rashi. Rashi learns, Rashi interprets the Gemara. The Gemara says, "No galma kahani tlas sovi." The minhag olam is that we follow the following three tanoim who are old tanoim from earlier generations. So one of them was about this. We follow the opinion of the Tanan. That's how Rashi interprets. We follow the view of the Tanan. The Zerol HaChayim Bakevi only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz because it's put together with Truma. Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael. So as well, Chayavikev is only an Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos is not happy with the Rashi, but clearly that was the minig, that nobody gave Zuala Chayav HaKev. The crazy place, he writes, the Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz lived in the 1700s, so he says there was a practice, Amidas Chasidus, that whoever wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of Zuala Chayav HaKev would send money to a Jew who lived in Eretz Yisrael to make a shutfus for them and an animal that they're going to shecht in Eretz Yisrael. And then after shechting the animal in Eretz Yisrael, then they would give the Zerola Chayav HaKevah to the Kohan. So the Jews wanted to participate in Shutfis to fulfill the mitzvah of Zerola Chayav HaKevah in Eretz Yisrael.
What did they do in Eretz Yisrael
as long as that? What they do today is that they make a Shutfis with a Kohen. They make a Shutfis with an Ochri. So once you have a Shutfis with a person who's not Mechuyiv in the mitzvah, either an Ochri, if you don't trust the Nochrim, then you make a Shutfis with a Kohen. Sometimes you shouldn't trust the guy. But you got to make a shutfis with someone who's potter from the mitzvah. So once you have a shutfis with one who's potter from the mitzvah, so the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. Yeah. More correct is that they shouldn't make a shutfis and they should give the Zerola Chayayim V'Akeva. We give Pidyon HaBen, we say a bracha, so why shouldn't we give Zerola Chayayim V'Akeva? That's in that simon in Yerideh, Chelek Aleph, they discuss. When you shech the behema, you should give Zerola Chayayim V'Akeva. The Shulchan Aruch was written in Eretz Yisrael. So they talk about the in Eretz Yisrael they should give. So then they raise the issue, but Kohanim Bizman Azer only suffered Kohanim. So that's why a lot of people don't give Zerola Chayayim V'Akeva. Prove to me, I'm Yitzhak Machaber Olaf Araya, prove to me that you're a Kohen, then I'll give you Zerola Chayayim V'Akeva. So then they ask, how can it be? But we say a bracha and a pidyon HaBen. How do you say a bracha if you're not sure? So it doesn't seem to indicate that Kohanim Chazoka, the Kohanim Bizman Azer, Avadai Kohanim. They're not suffered Kohanim. It's just a chumra midirabbanon that we wouldn't permit Kohanei Chazaka to be makar karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it was until the days of Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega lived in the first half of the 1800s. So Tzvi Hishkalasher was a big Zionist. Tira Tzvi is named after him, Tzvi Hishkalasher. And Zdeleyo is named after another Talmud of Rabbi Kevega, Abelia Gutmacher, Abelia Greitz. He lived in the city Greitz. So they were big Zionists, but they were big Tzadikim, big Talmud of Chachon. So Tzvi Hishkalasher's commentary is printed on the bottom of the page in the regular Yardea, the Tzvi Latzadik. On every other page they have something. So he was all fired up. He never visited Eretz. He never knew that there's a mosque on the Makom HaMikdash. So he printed a whole essay that maybe we should build the Beis HaMikdash and we start bringing all the karbonos. And he thought that he solved all the world's problems. So one of the problems that he had to solve was that it says in Sefer Ezra that Ezra didn't permit the Kohane Chazokah to be makom karbonos in the Beis Sheni. So we don't have so many Kohanim Yuchasim as man as that. It's impossible to have enough Kohanim Yuchasim to run a Beis HaMikdash. He came up with the Chiddush and Reb Kevega was maskim with him. Now some Sofer was maskim also, that Kohanim is man as that, not Sofi Kohanim, the Vade Kohanim. And the din that you need Kohanim Yuchasim to be Makro Karbonis was a Chumer mid the Rabbanah that was introduced by Ezra. And he says, Mistaber, and the Rabbi Kevega and Echsam Sofer went along, Mistaber, that the Chumra was only introduced, Hecha de Epsher. If you have enough Kohanim Miuchasim to do the Hakrobus HaKabonis, and the Rabban, we don't allow Kohanim Chazoka to be Makro Kabonis. But if it's just going to make it impossible to bring, it's going to paralyze the whole possibility of bringing Kabonis, so then the Chumra de Rabban has no place. You don't have the Chumra. So since he came up with that chiddush and Rabbi Kevega was maskim, Lachsam Sofer maskim, so you look in the literature of the Shadas HaTshuva, so they consider Kohanim Chazoka, from that time on, they consider them as Vade Kohanim. They no longer, before the generation of Rabbi Tzvi Hishkalasher, many poskim, the old poskim, Knesset Yecheskel, and all the old ones, the previous poskim, they used to consider Kohanim Chazoka as Sofi Kohanim. And then it didn't make sense. How do you say a bracha on Pidyon HaBen? So then they came to the realization, it's not so. Kohanim Chazoka, Vade Kohanim. Okay, there's a lot more in the parsha, very rich parsha with a lot of dinim. Save it for some other time. Okay, believe that is Sunday morning. There's regular shiur. No? Monday morning is also regular shiur.
11:30
on Sunday morning. Tov. Same place. Okay.
Sundays are also on?